Jaguars.com coverage of the NFL annual meeting continues. We're with the owner of the Jaguars, Mr. Shad Khan. We always appreciate your time. It's great to see you again.
Well, likewise. It's great to be here. So
this is always a fun week to catch up with a lot of your colleagues in the league, I guess, right?
Yes, but, you know, a lot of the NFL business is done in committees and maybe informal sessions to what are the issues and, you know, what are some of the solutions. So this is like a wrap-up meeting, but it's always wonderful to see people you haven't seen before.
And you remind us again which committees you are on and what is some of the business this week in those committees.
Well, you know, I was appointed to finance and to the NFL Foundation and the Investment Committee.
Let's talk about this franchise. The Jaguars franchise certainly has some momentum. The stadium upgrades are going in place. The new board's coming in at the start of the season. The demolition has begun on the north end zone. What's the latest update? How often do you get an update from Mark Lamping, and what do you see at the stadium now?
Well, I think, you know, there's a webcam there. So hopefully, I hope it's working now, and you know, people can follow it live and see the progress just the way I would. But things are on track, and I think it's going to be something spectacular.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's unbelievable, and you know, the feedback I've gotten from some of the other teams and you know some of the owners obviously is they're really looking forward to coming playing a game there. So I think it enhances our Everbank Field. It really enhances the game day experience.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Speaking to other owners in the league, there are other owners that have spectacular stadiums in this league too, but what's their reaction to what you're doing in Jacksonville?
They think it's really out-of-the-box thinking. You know, we need to get more people, obviously, to come to our stadium. And so this is, you know, we're investing and, you know, we basically are walking the talk.
Shad, we've seen some renderings of maybe some endless possibilities. Mark Lamping and you presented some things at the Super Bowl week to some sponsors and such, a possible roof. It was a drawing, it was an endless idea, but what is next? Now that this might be done, what would be next?
Well, I think we want to see how this thing works. But to quote Johnny Cash, one piece at a time. So I think we've started with the boards, the north end zone enhancements, and I think we let those settle in. And I, you know, that's the next progression, really, to look at maybe some other enhancements.
What other quotes do you have from Johnny Cash? Anything else? That's about it?
Well, no, but the man in black, you know, so... I'm not following his fashion advice today.
I got that one today for you. Let's get to the football now. Yeah. Of course, a year in with Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. What's the progress report with Dave on the football operations?
I think, you know, I had a great sense that we got two of the best people in football with Dave and Gus. And I think as we come up to the year, I mean, I feel even stronger, if that's possible. And I just see... Really, you know, whether it's other football coaches, the media, you know, just kind of reinforcing that absolutely, you know, Jacksonville, the Jaguars now are registering, and we are relevant now. And as one of the national media guys told me, he said, you know, cautioned me, but I am drinking a lot of Jaguars Kool-Aid now. So, so we want more people drinking the Kool-Aid, and I think it's great, you know, to get some recognition, I think, for the city, for the team, and obviously the ultimate recognition is winning. And I'm very, very optimistic and hopeful that, you know, the trend that started second half of the season is now going to continue, and, you know, there's nothing like winning.
Are you more involved in decisions now, football side, or are you still letting kind of Dave and Gus take the reins there?
No, I think, you know, I've done what I've said all along, which is, you know, we've made a lot of good moves, I think, in free agency and, you know, what their ideas were, what their thoughts were. They shared those with me and, you know, obviously, you know, I've encouraged them.
Jags owner Shad Khan is with us. Let's talk London now.
Okay.
A year into the four-year commitment into London. What do you know now that you didn't know a year ago about the Jaguars in London? Has it been successful so far?
Absolutely. I think it's been even more successful. Let me give you one stat. A year ago, I think, before we made the commitment and started working the territory in London, survey, what's your favorite team outside US? Jaguars were 31 out of 32. A year later, we're number 9. So, and there's a significant amount of Jacksonville Jaguars merchandise, on the streets of London and Europe in general. I was pounding the pavement in Germany week before last, selling auto parts, and I was amazed to see a couple of Jaguars jerseys. So, I mean, we are definitely, I think, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, we're moving the needle on awareness, recognition elsewhere.
It's obvious the league has taken note as well of the success of the league in London. They have 3 games coming up there this coming season. What is, you're in those rooms, what's the reaction of the league's expansion into London and playing 3 games there next year?
I mean, the games are sold out, and it's Wembley's a large stadium, and I think anybody who was, at the games last year, the enthusiasm was very good. For the league, the growth is going to come from outside U.S. You sit in a meeting like we've had now, how successful and how popular the sport is. It's like you got to pinch yourself and say, I hope we don't screw it up, okay? And complacency is definitely the number one challenge, I think. But the U.S., everything that can go right has gone right. And I think the huge amount of opportunity now is outside U.S. And the league has to capitalize on that. London is a logical stepping point for a number of different reasons, but I think there's a bigger market even beyond that.